classic stories aren't always in the interest of all students. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Rebecca Piper, associate professor of literacy at Texas A&M University San Antonio, explores diversifying their curriculum to fit a diverse student body.
New teachers in America's K-12 schools are too often provided with scripted and one-size-fits-all curricula that do not include a wide range of differentiation for student diversity. When teachers lack understanding of diversity issues, it can negatively affect the educational success of their students. A large achievement gap between African American and Latino students compared to white American students undoubtedly exists in American schools. Various studies have documented the gap, but there has not been much success in closing it. Our recent qualitative multiple case study of 7 black students aged 8 to 12 years was undertaken in the context of a summer literacy program at the Children's Defense Fund Freedom Schools. Data sources included a demographic survey, pre- and post-classroom activity interviews, and classroom observations. Our reading assignments specifically focused on people, stories, and accounts of the American Civil Rights Movement. The students responded to books. They remembered storylines, characters, and other key information when presented with literature with themes that were more familiar to their lives. Students became more engaged, provided thoughtful analysis, and often used a critical lens and even questioned what was being presented in the texts as they recalled specific people and events, typically in great detail. Preparing teachers to integrate multicultural content and pedagogy across the curriculum is one means of addressing the learning gap that exists between white students and students of color. If we recognize that the educational system, both pre-K through 12 and higher ed, is growing more, not less diverse, the success of this increasingly diverse student population is even more important to the success of the nation. Because if our children are not successful, our nation will not be successful.
That was Rebecca Piper at Texas A&M University San Antonio. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.